Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. 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 BigSoftTitty.png.
You are a disgusting human being.
Hey, and welcome to BigSoftTitty.tiff, your premium source for Big Soft Titty on this gorgeous internet of ours. There's Demi calling me a disgusting human being. Why are you saying such hurtful bullshit?
You
stupid little dust mite.
You're
pathetic.
You are a pig wrapped in more skin.
I would crush you between my fucking toes. I would fucking step on you, and then you're so small that my feet would just go right on you. Then I would squeeze my toes together and I'd crush you.
You're missing the bones in a body that makes a man wonderful.
You don't even have enough in you to make toe jam. I would make toe jelly out of you. You don't even have seeds. You're pathetic.
If I buried your beard in the garden, it would grow a hog.
You're nothing, honestly.
You're disgusting.
I think that if I cut your skin, there'd just be more skin. I get the feeling that you don't have anything underneath you.
You're an eraser. If I cut you open, you would be the same.
Good. I brought my soul detector here. Nothing on you. Weird.
Let me
just turn this on me. Beep, 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 beep. Yep. It's working.
Oh, no, sorry. Tom just said fuck 4 times because the soul detector got really hot. So that's what those beeps were. So now do you want to turn it on and point it towards you?
Yeah, it burned my freaking hand. Yeah, now I'm going to turn it on, which, of course, it wasn't on, and that's why it was hot before. If you leave the soul detector off for too long, it gets hot.
Because it gets upset.
Yeah, now let me turn it on. Click. And yep. Now I'm turning it towards me. And that's also the sound that makes it horny.
You have a soul!
Oh, yes.
Oh, great. Now turn it towards me.
Okay, and now I'm rotating it towards you.
Ugly, 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 ugly!
Damn, it's not even set to detect ugly, but I guess you're just an ugly piece of shit, dumb asshole.
God damn it. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, why were you... But we started
I didn't think Gumby would fuck you.
I
don't think Gumby would
Dude,
fuck you.
Dude, take that back!
No. Take that back, honestly.
Take that fucking back.
Take that back.
If I see you, it's on site. Telling someone you're looking directly at that if you see them, it's on site.
If I see you,
I don't know if I'll be able to control myself. I guess I'll deal with that when I see you. I'm making eye contact with you right now. Just so you know, if I see you, it's on site. It's on site.
Love to hold that green pussy fold.
I've been listening to a lot of... Wait, are you talking about Gumby fucking me?
The Gumby.
Gumby would lower themselves onto me.
Gumby's got DSLs.
Yeah.
Gumby was the original. Listen to me.
No, I need to tell you something. We're in this beautiful point.
I need to tell you something.
Where we both have dog shit jokes that we're charging towards.
And I want to let you know that I'm here in this liminal moment. Yeah.
Where the jokes are just about to be open. They could be good.
Okay. All right.
They're not going to be.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
Gumby is the original scene kid. Plasticine, that is.
That's good, Danny. Hey,
Yeah.
You talking about Gumby reminds me of an entirely different thing. I met a guy with a foot fetish the other day.
Yeah.
He told me he wanted a foot job. I said to him, you want a foot job? Here's a job for them. Keep on walking, pal. No perverts around here.
Oh, you were talking about Gumby before, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking about Gumby. Gumby walked up to me and he said, can I have a foot job?
And yeah, so remember when you were talking about Gumby before? Because I just thought of something that I remembered happened to me.
Yeah.
So one day, one of my teeth up and just flew away.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess you could say it's a real Gumby.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know why you would, but we can move on. Why were you saying that I am an awful person?
You're just fucking playing Logan Paul videos on the television?
Yeah. Well, we had some time to burn before I actually set up the equipment so we could record.
We didn't.
Thanks so much for helping, by the way.
Immediately. Excuse me?
But because I was the one doing the setting up, I figured, I'd just chuck something on for you to watch.
You didn't do any setting up.
I figured I'd chuck something on for you to watch.
You didn't do any setting up.
So you could actually enjoy your time sitting on your sweet little fanny.
You walked around the room looking at different things while the video was playing and then came over.
I picked up the SIM card. I put it in the recorder.
Why do you keep saying fucking SIM card? Do you think that this fucking podcast is?
Do you think
that this podcast is going out live to everybody who has the burner that we sent out, the big soft titty Nokia 3310s?
We should do a bonus where we send someone a 3310 and we call them, but we don't tell them what time we call them. And with our sleep schedules, this will become a burden.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, just hey, we'll give you a day. We give you a SIM card. Only we have the number. We will call you from a private number and we will do the podcast directly to you.
But I'm going to put a tracker in it that tells me how close they are to a toilet.
That's good.
I want to hear that sweet juice. Do you remember when you dropped your phone in the ocean?
That was really bad. I wouldn't say dropped.
I'd say you threw it in the ocean.
I was on the ferry and I went to check my phone, but I had too loose a hand, so I just underhand lobbed my phone over the side of the boat. And I think three people saw, and each one of them was like, what just? Because it was identifiably an iPhone that flew over the edge. They all went through the stage of like, am I being... No, surely I'm not being punked. That man is undergoing genuine misfortune. I can tell. This guy has not an ounce of acting in his body.
Red-faced, sweating little bitch next to you, shrieking with laughter.
Oh, God, you have no idea how glad I was to hear the phrase next to you in that sentence.
Woo! And then, like, for the weeks after that, we got big titty fish pics, and I was like, yeah, this bitch doesn't realize I know she stole my phone. All of her pictures go straight to my iCloud.
Yeah, actually, when fish save pictures, it goes to the iWave.
Oh.
Because that's what's above them.
Oh!
Just something to think about, something to run around in your head.
The sea is a big, hard cloud.
The sea sucks shit, man.
You don't like the sea?
I feel like we're kind of... Hey, Demi.
Yeah, Tom.
Let me level with you. I feel like we are a surprisingly aquatic podcast.
Oh, my God, he's finally doing it.
Okay.
That's oh my god! Leveling means. Finally gonna level with me.
No, leveling doesn't mean bending a knee and bringing myself down to a level that you would find appealing.
Actually, sort of does, and I'm very proud of you for knowing that. My bad brain was thinking that.
Yeah. We're getting married. No, we're not.
God damn it.
And we never will.
Okay, that's fine with me.
We're getting reverse engaged. I'm taking rings off you.
And how are you going to do? Are you going to cut my...
I'm cracking your fucking finger off.
Cracking my finger off?
Yeah.
You're not going to take any of the other pre-made rings that are on my body?
No. Adam's too scared. I think they're holding stuff on. They're on there so tight, honestly. I feel like if I took one of your ring off, the arm would just fly straight off.
Dude. Yeah, I do have a load-bearing asshole rim.
Was that... Is there like a story or a fairy tale about...
Fairy tale?
Hmm. Yeah.
Anything but a rat.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Do you like it, though?
I love it. I thought where you were going was like, oh, a fairy tale. Okay. Jemima the fox stood smoldering at the kitchen. You know how furries love kitchens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knuckles walked in haughtily.
Sonic was right behind him because Sonic had his dick up Knuckles' ass.
Yeah.
And he was being dragged around. Sonic's feet weren't touching the ground. He was fucking poltergeisting all over the shop.
But Knuckles turned to Sonic and said, "Hey, your knuckles deep right now."
Tabitha clapped her hands. "Pay attention to me, fellows."
Oh, Tabitha's there as well as Jemima?
Mm-hmm. Jemima clapped her hands too. "Ooh, I love a da rhythm," she said in an accent. Not important which one.
We know it was Chinese.
Not important. Man, did I tell you?
You've never told me anything.
Good, let's that keep I've it remembered. That way. But let me say something to you. I tell you, I think the reason I bounced off audiobooks so hard was the
first... Because you're made of rubber?
Okay.
Because you're made of rubber, Dom?
And you know it's not. The fact that I'm made of rubber doesn't affect shit about me, and you need to honestly know that.
Is it because you're so bouncy, because you're made of rubber, Dom?
Obviously, I'm made of flubber, dude.
You made a flubber?
A freaking flubber.
Oh my god, Robin Williams.
Flubber posting on social media. Yeah. "Vale, Robin Williams, you taught me it was okay to be weird." "Thank you so much, Robin Williams, for getting me Flubber, my big break in the film Flubber." It was really supposed to be called Robin Williams, but due to a casting snafu that Robin was too polite to correct.
Patch Adams burning his degree, saying, like, if he can't work, I can't work.
Oh my god. Patch Adams is a real guy, huh?
Was he a real guy?
Wasn't he?
Did he make a pussy hospital like movie Patch Adams did?
Pardon me?
Have you not fucking seen Patch Adams?
I don't recall the pussy hospital.
Everyone listening to this right now thinks you're a fucking idiot. Google right now. Google Patch Adams pussy hospital right now.
He's a gynecologist?
No. The first thought that you had, which I know wasn't gynecologist, is what I'm talking about.
Okay. And what do you... Pussy Hospital.
You haven't fucking seen Patch Adams, have you?
Pussy Hospital, Patch Adams. Maybe I haven't. I remember... You know what it is? I remember being super mad at Patch Adams.
Mm.
But I don't remember...
Why? What did he do?
I just remember not liking him. I was like, this guy's making a mockery of medicine. I don't think this guy should be a bit more serious.
I remember thinking the same thing about Dr. Mario.
"Hey, buddy, I get that plumbing is like a serious trade and that you came over here from it, but maybe show a little bit of respect, okay?"
Yeah, wahoo. Mm. Plumbing is basically medicine of the toilet, so I'll have you know I'm well qualified.
I mean... He's qualified to tend to the GI tract because he's just dealing with the after effects of it. If anything, he's just dealing with it once everything becomes really nasty.
Really nasty.
It must be a treat for Dr. Mario when he gets to do surgery and grab some shit out that's half shit, half food. And he's like, "Whoa, this is so much nicer than it usually is when it gets to me."
But then he like finds an aorta and he goes, "Bzzoo, bzzoo, bzzoo." Oh, no.
Mario jumping into the mouth of his patient.
Yeah.
Patch Adams was a real guy.
Did you not look up Pussy Hospital?
I looked up Pussy Hospital. Guess what? It did not have any results.
Look up Hospital Front Door Patch Adams movie.
Okay, because of this, an incident such as setting up a giant model papier-mâché pair of legs in stirrups during an obstetric conference. Is that it?
Wait, is that the real Patch Adams?
No, this is the film.
Okay, yeah, that is what he did. But find the picture because it's really good.
Okay, oh well. Oh my!
Can't believe
God.
You haven't seen Patch Adams.
Have you seen the real Patch Adams?
No, I'd like to see him.
You want
to
see him? He looks pretty interesting. He looks like that guy in Tiger King that was clearly running a sex cult.
Yeah,
but with a mustache. He looks like the guy from Tiger King. Yeah, that he's trying to hide his identity really badly.
He looks like the Monopoly Man took his hat off and that was like Superman's mask. Doesn't have a mask.
It'd be so good if the Monopoly Man took his hat off and there was just like a long ponytail. What if the Monopoly Man took his hat off and there was just a gorgeous set of two pigtails?
I think that if the Monopoly Man took his hat off, there would be just a beautiful messy bun.
Yes.
The
Monopoly man has his hat so big so he can fit the chopsticks that he has through his messy bun in there.
Which is cultural appropriation and also isn't even right because that's not what people put in their hair. But he's old
he's
and
old.
It was like it was a different time as well. And then like he takes off his jacket and he's got a sloppy t-shirt and he takes off his pants. He's got boyfriend jeans on underneath.
Yeah, you know the Monopoly man wears a boyfriend tee
He wears boyfriend jeans and he wears a sloppy tee, but he also has like the boyfriend jeans are riding so low that you can just see his frilly G-string at the top.
Damn, I love chill days at home with the Monopoly man on his day off with him walking around my apartment wearing nothing but a t-shirt.
Looks so natural.
Just seeing a little bit of that cake. No makeup on, he's got that glow.
No makeup on, but he's still got that glow. He's wearing my socks because sometimes his feet get cold.
Damn, I gotta give my boyfriend the Monopoly man a shoulder rub again.
Three people moved in next door and suddenly we were in a hotel. Oh my god.
My boyfriend the Monopoly man is so fucking
It's
sexy.
Girlfriend Monopoly man. It's definitely girlfriend Monopoly man.
Yeah, you're right.
My girlfriend the Monopoly man
is
so fucking
hot.
My girlfriend the Monopoly man is fucking honked up and
Dude,
you cannot tell.
I got second base in the back of a small silver car the other night. Because the Monopoly man, who is my girlfriend's parents, were home, but we got to make second base in the back of the car. And then, tragically, I put three of my fingers in the Monopoly man's pussy and a hotel sprung. Damn. Now Monopoly man girlfriend has hotel in her pussy.
My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, walked in on me. My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, walked in on me putting silver peanut butter on my dick so the silver dog would lick it off.
Damn, I just found out my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, was cheating on me, letting other people grope her. Guess she's just got that community chest.
Free parking, I'll say.
Yeah. Damn, just found out my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, is 15. Guess I have to go straight to jail.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, owes me $200, but I cannot pass go.
Oh my God.
I am in jail.
Yo, just found out. My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, is a freak. Y'all think that's a thimble? Fuck out of here. That's going in the hole, baby. That's plugging my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, up.
Is it her fucking diaphragm?
No, it's going in the hole.
Is it her moon cup?
It's going in.
My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, uses the thimble as a moon cup.
Yeah, that's right. My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, we got to get a new Monopoly board because my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, was free bleeding while we were playing. And all of the money is stained right up. But seriously, for real, I do love my girlfriend.
The Monopoly man as well, yeah. When I'm done with her, I just fold her into quarters and just put her back in the box. You know?
Yeah. She's happy in there. That's how she sleeps.
Yeah. Sometimes my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, will leave on the monocle during fuck.
Yeah, and that's, if I'm being honest, that's how I know I'm not doing so well. I should at least be raising those eyebrows, you know?
Where is that thing, she says as she touches her monocle to her eye.
Damn, I love my hot girlfriend.
I love my fucking girlfriend, the Monopoly man.
Oh,
my girlfriend and the Monopoly man is so beautiful.
Mm.
My girlfriend, the Monopoly man, can cook as well.
Really?
Which is crazy because pussy game nuts.
Yeah.
On my girlfriend, the Monopoly man.
I don't know if I told you this, but I'm actually kind of split right now because I love my girlfriend, the Monopoly man.
Mm.
But then at work, I have this hot boss and I don't want to get into it too much. But
yeah.
I think she has the hots for me. That's right. My boss is the Monopoly woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she looks exactly the same as the Monopoly man, but she's 6'6". She's so super strong.
Wait, I just got a letter.
Yeah?
I gave first place in a beauty contest. I need $50. Let me just go to the bank. Trevor, you're the bank.
Oh, my God.
I'm not very good at maths. I don't know why I always have to be the banker.
Have you ever played I've never played a game of Monopoly to completion. I've always had a failed orgasm. I've always stopped playing the game of Monopoly
before you get to goop in your girlfriend, the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
I've played many games of Monopoly to completion.
Really?
Many, yeah.
I've only ever played it once, and it was with a friend and her new boyfriend and like two other friends. But I made a reference. I started out of spite to my friend. I started calling my game piece by her ex-boyfriend's name.
Hey, why did you do that?
I think I was not enjoying the game. I think I'm the problem.
You have a tendency to not enjoy games, yes.
I mean, Monopoly is a bad game, but also Monopoly isn't the problem here.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to...
Yeah, there were a bunch of other...
Well, the reason
without
that
giving
I,
away too much context, I'm yeah. the good guy.
Without, like, I I'm mean, the reason that I don't enjoy playing Monopoly is because, like, when I look at the pieces of money, I am looking in the middle and I'm like, that's my fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why has she got so many clothes on? I want her here. I miss her so much.
Oh, my God.
I would fucking do anything for my girlfriend, the Monopoly man. I would fucking do anything for her. 6 years with this goofball, I say. Messy bun.
Yeah. I love my girlfriend, the Monopoly man.
I love my
man.
Girlfriend, the Monopoly man, but she yeah. leave bobby pin all over floor.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, Monopoly man, leave bobby pin all over floor, she do.
Yeah. We are a throuple with Robert Pin.
We are a throuple with Robert Pin.
We're trying to really get it going. What are some other things about Monopoly?
Well, I could fucking tell you right now. We got Paul Mall.
Did
we got
you
Canterbury
enjoy
Station.
Monopoly?
Yeah, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
What about it was enjoyable? Was it just the spite?
No, it was that I was having fun with my friends and we were doing stupid shit and making bad deals, and also I would cheat constantly.
So that's it. Is that the fun you had was circumventing the playing of the game?
That is the fun that I have with every game, which is why I only like to stack cheese in Skyrim. But when we were playing Monopoly, we always had this friend, let me make up a fake name, but her real name sounds extremely fake.
What about Monopoly Man?
No, I don't want to. I don't play with Monopoly Man because honestly, it brings too many bad vibes to the relationship. So we just play as one person.
What about Framily? Framily.
Can I tell you her name and you tell me that it doesn't sound like a fake name?
I don't want to edit this at all.
Okay, so her name is. All right, well then, no, I'll just tell you her real name. Her name is Bonky Binky. And so when we would play with Bonky Binky.
That name sounds crazy.
When we would play with Bonky Binky,
fake as hell.
We played with Bonky Binky and her sister and my friend Krieg, and we would play with them and then our other friend, Jonathan Renwood. And when
Damn,
we would
Jonathan
play...
Jonathan Renwood better have a squeaky clean record.
So Krieg, Bonky Binky, Jonathan Renwood, me, and sometimes they're two of their mum, like two of them were sisters.
What?
Two of them were sisters, and so we would play with their mum sometimes.
Oh, right.
And
not two of the mums.
No. But then, so inevitably, every time we would play Monopoly, Bonky Binky would get so fucking mad.
Yeah.
And we're all like, Bonky Binky's being a fucking piece of shit right now. So people would get outed because I was actually quite good at Monopoly, like strategizing
and
stuff.
And also you were very good at cheating.
No. I'm not going to. No, you need to let me finish. Because I was actually quite good at Monopoly, people would get like, you know, out of the game. They would get bankrupt. And then they'd be like, fucking Bonky Binky is being such a cunt about how they got us out of the game. So then I would start cheating. And they would all see me just any time Bonky Binky got distracted. I would just like take two $500 bills from their pile and put them in mine very relaxedly.
Yeah.
And then turn back to the game. And they would pay attention. And everyone else was kind of like, yes, Bonky Binky is getting their comeuppance.
And then I would win. You found yourself a villain.
I'm only ever into chaos.
Hey, what did you think of that Logan Paul video we just watched?
We didn't see the end of it. We're 2 minutes and 4 seconds in, and I hate it.
Did it feel like longer than 2 minutes and 4 seconds?
It doesn't
even... If
you
want to watch along, fam, it's called I Spent $150,000 on This Pokemon Card.
But it doesn't make any sense because he wants to buy this Pokemon card, and he's texting this guy saying... Yeah, what would you... I want to buy the Pokemon card. And the guy's like, oh, I can't sell it. Some guy offered me $300,000. So then how is he even going to buy it for $150,000?
Well, I guess we have 7.5 minutes to go until we find out the answer to that question. But usually the answer is...
7 minutes, 26. Sorry.
Yes, the answer is that this is all lies. And
so he didn't
buy it. I think he's bought this because he is currently driving a weird... YouTuber speculation bubble in Pokemon trading cards.
What does that mean?
Okay, so what's been happening is that It's a mix of nostalgia and also scarcity, like false scarcity.
This guy seriously, like, I don't believe that Logan Paul cares about Pokemon cards.
No. Sorry, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I know that he's like, oh, you know what is the interesting thing that will get me a new, like, marginal audience is Pokemon cards. I don't think he's ever fucking, like, until maybe a year ago, he wouldn't have known anything about Pokemon cards, I don't think.
I think he probably would have known a bit about it, but he is, again, his business is knowing a lot about what people will click on.
His beard looks fucking disgusting.
Really?
It looks.
I think he looks handsome.
It looks disgusting to me.
Well, if you don't like the beard, congratulations, because in 2021, you'll be able to see Floyd Mayweather possibly punch that beard and also his face off his fucking head.
I hope he does. But also, can I tell you something? He has a beard that, yeah, Floyd Mayweather, it was racist or?
No, Floyd Mayweather is a
woman
insanely,
hitter.
Yes.
Yep. Fuck that guy and yes. Fuck off. And so can I tell you something about Logan Paul's beard right now?
Go ahead.
He has like a full beard and a mustache.
Yeah.
But the only way I can describe this beard is like the Abe Lincoln plus.
Yeah.
Because they're...
It's got a significant amount of chin.
It's got so much chin and it's so heavy on the sides. And the mustache, even though it is touching the beard, doesn't look like it exists. But it does. They're like floating independently of each other. He's like a me in the, what is it, in the Wii Mall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like walking around with his fucking facial features just kind of bobbing around him.
Yeah, it's like you got to set up his beard as an accessory on him into Soul Calibur editor.
Doot, Logan Paul.
That's the thing I like about Logan.
Suicide Forest.
God, still... The best day of my life, maybe.
Yeah, you were freaking out for hours. I reckon you were on a high for about 6 hours when he found that body. You were texting me like, I don't think I've ever received that many texts in a row from you. I was at a fucking airport, and I remember trying to go into a shop, and I was like buying crisps for the plane.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I think I'll need a snack, and it's going to suck on this plane. And just like, my phone.
I was in something resembling a manic episode from pure happiness.
Yeah.
I felt fire in my veins. I kept watching the video. I was like, it's so funny that this has happened.
It's so interesting.
It's so funny that he not only found the body, like that would have been funny enough.
Quickly let's clarify.
Yes.
That the reason it's funny is because he's the dumbest motherfucker on earth and he was wearing a silly hat.
I want to reverse clarify.
Okay.
That it's funny that a man died. No, I'm kidding.
You're editing this one. You made it. Editing.
I want to reverse clarify that I think it's funny because I don't think Logan Paul is dumb. I think that he is a monster created by a machine that rewards daily content. And I think that it was incredible watching a person twisted into a content maker interact with the saddest possible thing and make the worst possible decision.
Yeah.
Going into a haunted house and being confronted by, you know, the most human possible thing and being like, well, okay.
Yeah, going into a haunted house, finding a ghost, and then just fucking it in front of its dead family as well.
Yeah, and then vlogging the fuck.
Yeah. So, like, right, so he's definitely not dumb. I can concede to that, actually. I don't think that he's dumb. I think he is a monstrous human being.
I think he's gotten better, weirdly. I say this as the person who... has followed him. But I do think he's gotten better. Also, it's very funny, but he's dating Josie Canseco, Jose Canseco's daughter. So that's fun, because you only have to remember one name.
Yeah.
You just have to change it up.
Yeah.
But I think he's gotten better. I think he's learned to be a bit more of a real person. I think if he were to find a body in the suicide forest, nowadays, he'd pat it on the back and send it on its way.
Mm-hmm.
He'd at least take off his little hat.
Yeah. I'm extremely unimpressed by this. I don't think I care whether a person who is this inhuman got better.
I love it. But that's okay. I just got so annoyed because I saw the cat yawning and I was like, fuck you, man. We're doing our best here.
Yeah.
I just got so annoyed being like, what do you want, dude? You don't do anything. You raised something then.
raise something?
You talk about something.
Oh, I thought you meant that, like, we weren't, like, adulting him properly. Like, we weren't, like, catering to his needs.
I mean, it seems like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like he's progressing very much.
Yeah.
We could probably do something more for him.
2 plus 2?
Pathetic.
Fucking idiot.
God, he's so stupid.
Stupid slut.
He's so much dumber than us.
Well, you think that's attractive? You think we like that?
I think that's going to get you a man.
Your husband?
You idiot.
Yeah.
God, the Monopoly Man, our girlfriend, would be so unimpressed.
The Monopoly
with that.
Man, our girlfriend, actually thinks you have bad vibes and thinks you should go live with your mom.
Hey, this is a weird thing. Have you ever thought that it's weird that you're dating the Monopoly Man and I'm dating the Monopoly Man and that there's two Monopoly Men?
Hmm.
They couldn't be the same.
No.
No. No, of course not.
Of course not. I mean, my Monopoly Man wears a beautiful band t-shirt that I got from Alice in Chains 7 years ago. And it's a little tattered, but it's pretty big on her and it makes her look really hot in her boyfriend jeans.
Oh, for sure. And my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, wears a shirt for the band Alice in Chains.
Oh.
And she's always holding a hand over her lower left abdomen because she said her tummy hurts.
Oh, and her tummy always hurts?
Her tummy always hurts when she's wearing her Alice in Chains t-shirt.
Cannulated girlfriend, Monopoly Man.
I've been thinking she's hiding something from me. It's probably that she has a cannula. It's probably that she's got a big hole in her.
Yeah, I think she's got a stoma probably in her gut.
Girls are way too self-conscious about having a hole in them. It's one of the coolest things you can have.
Honestly,
is a hole.
Don't put lipstick around that thing. I like it natural.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's your experience with Jeffree Star?
I know that the name is spelt with two E's at the end, and that's pretty much the sum total of my knowledge. I feel like I lack enough knowledge of this person that they are lumped in with every other influencer. So it's like Jeffree Star and Bilbo YouTube and, I don't know, Frankie Vidya or whatever. All are the same person.
Are they real? Like, were they real, what you just
well
said?
Be.
Oh, okay, I see. Jeffree Star.
I feel like they've all melded into one being.
Yeah, I think Jeffree Star, everyone went off on because I think he was quite racist at a point. But I remember way back in the day, like the early, well, not way back in the day, but I guess like 2010s, like the 2008 to like 2011 or something. I was like, this person's got mad boots. I think there was something about being a very clearly queer kid who was like watching an adult man that just had a bedroom full of Hello Kitty dolls that I was like, is this what the community is?
Yeah.
And being like, I like it, I guess.
Yeah. Boy, I sure hope this isn't being gay when I'm 28. Yeah, there's a weird...
Am I 28?
You're 27.
Oh.
Dude.
Fuck.
I can't do this for the rest of... Dude, you got to die soon so you can at least remember what age you are.
Yeah.
You just need 1 year.
Could have sworn I was 29. I'm 27, yeah.
Yeah, you're 4 years younger than me and I'm 31.
And you're 31.
Yeah, I can serve as the rock in this relationship.
Sorry. I'll be Vin Diesel.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, let's do our Vin Diesels.
All right.
Okay, you go. Okay, now my turn. Give me the model of a car.
Toyota Camry.
There's a nice Toyota Camry out there. I'd like to see it go fast.
All right, now I'm going to be Peter Fast Car, the one who died.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, my friend.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Wait, what were we talking about before? Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Stone. Are you across the...
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
That was brutal.
When I see you again.
Are you across, like, Shane Dawson's many cancellations?
Who's that?
Shane Dawson is a YouTuber...
I don't like that you think Logan Paul has gotten better.
Yes.
I still think, yeah, it doesn't matter. He's still a bad person.
I think it's interesting, though.
Yeah, but do you like him?
Watching someone steadily learn empathy.
But do you like him?
Yeah, I'm interested in him.
That makes me grossed out.
I mean, I would be interested to talk to Logan Paul. I think
if you became friends with him.
I would leave you in the dust? Yeah, you're right. I would take my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, to Hollywood.
I would fucking break up with you before you could, and I would take my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man,
to Hollywood first. Any
fucking house that you try and buy, I'm going to put three houses next to it, and then you're in a hotel, you stupid fucking cunt, then I'm going to live in the hotel forever. And the rates are higher, but I don't care because I don't even want to pay rent for some loser like you. I'm mad at you for liking Logan Paul. I'm so mad.
Shane Dawson is a... here are two of Shane Dawson's cancellation offenses. One is someone found an episode of his podcast, and this is like a weird way of saying found.
That's funny to find it because they release those usually.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like someone being like, hey, bud, remember when you said this? And it was just him being like him talking genuinely on this podcast and being like, I was crazy when I was like, I don't know, a year ago or so, I was jerking off and I saw my cat across the room and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I grabbed my cat and I just came on my cat.
Yeah. No, and so then, I found about, yeah, I think I only know about this through a group chat that we're in.
Yeah. And then he tweeted a thing that was like, I was trying to be funny. I'm sorry for attempting to entertain.
Well, you know what, dude? No, you know what, dude? You did it. That's really funny.
Yeah, to be fair, I bought that joke off him and now I use it as a closer.
You better not ever come on, David.
Mm.
And I promise I won't too.
Mm.
Again.
Okay, yeah, no, this is the last time I'm coming on. Okay, good. Now that's done. I promise I won't come on my cat.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God that's over. Now I can finally stop. Talk about someone who's going to cancel for this and then immediately start
just
doing
do it.
Yeah.
Plus, my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, would be so mad if I came on our cat.
She'd be so mad. Save that for me, chum.
That's what she sounds like, and it's so cute. Like. She sounds like that when her mouth is free.
Yeah. And then when it's not free, she sounds like this. That'll be $50, please. Yeah, my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, sounds like that, except when she brushes her mustache away from her face. And then she's like, landlord-kun.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You have done so many breakupable with things this podcast. You're a fucking monster.
So the
you're a disgusting human being.
The other thing Shane Dawson did was, and he started one of his YouTube videos with him just like jerking off to, miming jerking off to a photo of Willow, to like a big poster of Willow Smith.
What the fuck?
And he was like, oh yeah, whip your hair back and forth. And I was like, oh, hi.
And he's what like, the fuck?
A gay man, but it's very weird. And just like, there's been a lot of people being like, hey, just so we know, this guy's fucked up. And that, when that resurfaced about like, I don't know, 5-10 years after it was originally filmed, it got retweeted by Jaden Smith. And basically meant that all the important people in Hollywood fucking
holy
hate this guy.
Yeah, I mean, but good.
Yeah.
We love him. I hate Logan Paul. I can't imagine. I don't care that he's gotten better.
I think he's interesting.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not. He just has money.
I think his mastery.
No,
this
content is
content creation all right. Rather than quality art creation was a different thing.
That's so.
I think it's interesting. That's I'm not abhorrent. Saying it's good. I think it's bad. But
do you think he's a bad person?
I can't tell.
I think he's a. I think you know what I think it is. Is I'm like I don't think that he can tell whatever. It's like when you create. He's like a child star.
Yes.
It's like when you make a child star and they don't specifically know. The things that they are doing are abhorrent because nobody is telling them and they're also encouraging them and they're like, I know better.
Yeah, I think that he literally is a child star because he got big on fucking Vine and shit.
I thought he was over 18 at that point.
No, not when he started out.
But even if you don't know that you're that bad a person, I still think that he sucks
honestly,
in a lot of ways.
I feel like clout and views have a worse effect on a developing mind than any drug.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Well, I mean, we can't say that. We don't really know, but like, you know.
We can say that. We do know. We're smart.
We do know and we're smart and they do. It is worse. And you're all pussies if you're addicted to drugs. Clearly not true. I'm just saying... That I don't think that he has. I think he's I don't think that he has a conscience.
I think he does. I think he does now. But hey,
prove it.
Speaking of drugs, we had
girlfriend the Monopoly man's pussy
girlfriend
is like
the
one.
Monopoly's man. Girlfriend the Monopoly's man. I'm addicted to that pussy.
I'm addicted to her pussy.
I'm getting shaking now that I'm.
I'm getting shaking when I think about being away from girlfriend Monopoly man's pussy
because it's so warm in there.
It's so warm in there and.
Damn! Let me in that thing.
And I do have to pay for parking, which is a bummer, but what's your favorite property on the Monopoly board?
I wanted to fuck my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, but I ended up one space past her pussy, so I'm going to have to go from her belly button all the way to her forehead,
all the
then
way
back
to her
down
forehead,
to her ankles,
back down to the ankles,
up
and over the head,
on.
Yep.
Honestly, I'll probably end up for, I don't know, fucking the thigh gap.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Just got another cannulation there.
That's good. Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, that's good. Fuck the hole in your girlfriend's thigh. She'll love it just as much if you were touching up with her.
But when my mum today was like, I'm quitting drinking because I heard it was... Basically, my mum has everything decided for her by podcasts and
yes,
radio
she loves
shows.
Podcasts.
And luckily, she is like a smart person and also has a medical background. So she's only interested in like radio national.
Yeah.
Basically, podcasts that only say things that are pretty well meaning and shit. Anyway, she's quit drinking. And I was like, man, this would be a great year for you to get into weed.
Oh my God. Your
mum
would be wonderful on weed. Oh, she'd have such a nice time as well.
Wouldn't she have such a chill time kicking back by the beach and looking walking
oh, yeah.
the dogs?
And
on
she has such a wonderful, shit. Strange brain as well.
She's funny.
She's so funny and she has a wonderful, strange brain.
Yeah.
I would love for your mum to get into weed.
Me too. Big tie-dye mum.
Big tie-dye mum.
Finally take my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, over to meet the parents.
Take my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, over to meet the parents, and she puts my mum on like a shirt by accident because she's tie-dyed.
Yeah. Man, my girlfriend, the Monopoly man, I took her over to meet the parents. Couldn't fit her in the door. Those titty too big.
Those titty too big on Monopoly man, my girlfriend.
Damn.
You know why?
Why?
I'd like to tell you.
Go ahead.
when we met, she had one tit. And then can you guess where I'm going to go with it?
I think that maybe another tit entered the fray.
And then two more. And now they're a hotel. My girlfriend met up with a man tit at a hotel.
having your partner take off their shirt and say, oh, seems two new fighters have entered the fray. Oh, two more nights for the melee, I see. Grabbing the tits, moving them around.
I would like to do a hello, darling, my girlfriend, the Monopoly man. I see you have a clit there, and I would like to do several combos on it until it is red hot enough for me to blast out of the arena, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's good. Game!
Game!
That's what I say when
Meta Knight.
I freaking goop, dude.
Meta Knight was my favorite.
Yeah, Meta Knight was...
Wait. I think Meta Knight was the one that dumb people played, because I really love playing Meta Knight, and I don't even, like, I don't Meta have Knight. Any attachment to the world that Meta Knight is from, but in Brawl, I was just like, I fucking love Meta Knight. It was the one that made the most sense to me. I can move around the screen really good, but I think it was probably... I think Meta Knight is probably the easiest to play.
Guess what, baby? Hello. Yeah, Meta Knight is like Shadow the Hedgehog Kirby, right? Because that, I think, was a character.
Meta Knight was like a metal ball with wings going.
It's from Kirby.
Is it? Oh, yes, of course.
It's but I believe it was banned in professional tournaments because it was too good a character. Because you can just recover from literally anywhere.
Yeah. I love Meta Knight.
I loved playing. I loved honestly just holding the controller, staring at the screen, letting the computer do what it wanted to. Who am I to play the game better than the game plays itself?
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, I'm the humble gamer. I love to I love to hold the controller, not move it, just enjoy the menu, like the developers wanted.
Yeah.
That's the humble gamer, me.
And my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, admires me for it.
Yeah, my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, sits behind me and spoons me while I play the menus of various games.
I wear my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, like a backpack.
This has been, something I've realized recently is I can't rank our dumbest episodes
because
they're all
very dumb.
The dumbest episode of any fucking other podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, I guess.
So are you going to hang out with your girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, later or?
Yeah, she was saying that she'd booked us a table at a restaurant across town, but also that she'd have to be going to the bathroom regularly.
Oh, that's really interesting because my girlfriend, the Monopoly Man, booked us a bathroom across town, but said she might have to leave to eat a couple times. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.